Grace, honey, let me explain. Now, see, the reason I didn't make our date last night is because I was sick. Oh, that girl hugging me? that was my nurse. You see, what I did was donated my beautiful body to science, and she was here to make sure all the parts were there and functioning.
Jackie, hurry up. I'm expecting a call.
Let him finish, Thelma. He'll be through soon.
Yeah. No, I wasn't unfaithful to you. Honest. If I'm unfaithful, may I be struck down dead. I was talking to God, not you. Oh, no, that was my sister. Oh, yeah, she's home on leave from the circus. Yeah, you seen the sideshow. Yeah, she's the dog face girl. No, I can't bring her along. I'm afraid she may chew through her leash. You're so beautiful, my dear. And, hey, Marty, you see this?
Thelma, that was JJ's call, and it might have been somebody very important. So you shouldn't have done it. Because I was going to do it.
I left my beautiful body to science.
It's a good thing it wasn't your brain, because they don't make test tubes that small.
You got something on your
own. No, it's not nobody on the dog.
That's right, your
calibration. You're going too far,
JJ, stop it. I want you to knock it off.
You know,
hi, baby, how's school? Michael?
Don't Michael me.
What did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ma. I didn't see you there.
Well, I guess my new diet is working better than I thought. Well, are you going to leave your books here on the floor? Michael, come here. Come here, sit down. Is something bothering you? Anything wrong at school? Michael, you're not in any trouble.
I don't want to talk about it.
Maybe he's sick, Mom.
Let me feel your head.
Oh, allow Dr. J to diagnose the problem. Hey, Michael, have you noticed any sudden gain in weight?
No.
How does a nice pickle and peanut butter sandwich sound?
Nauseating.
Michael, did you throw up first thing this morning?
No.
Well, then, you're not pregnant.
What is this? Can't a person come home without having everybody jumping down his throat?
Flo!
Hey.
I just came from the laundry room, honey, heard some news so hot, if I don't tell somebody soon,
yeah,
my lips gonna blister.
Oh, okay. Tell mom.
Girl, come over here.
Woo, tell me about it.
Who's it about?
Louise Horton and Rita Willard's husband.
You mean old Tomcat Willard?
That's the one, honey.
Oh.
Well, you know, Rita works at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went to work and forgot her glasses. Came back home while he snuck in. Oh, grams. You just did what I want to say. I got something for you.
Well, Lona, what about Rita and Louise's husband?
Rita and Louise. they got on the bus together.
Sure they did, Willona.
Well, anyway, honey, Reverend Jesse Jackson coming to the meeting on Saturday for the lunch of the new daycare center, and I got two tickets. Here you go.
Hey, out of sight. Michael's going to lunch with the Rev.
I'm not going.
What?
I tell you he was sick.
You don't want to see Jesse Jackson?
Willona, thanks, but I'm sorry. Here, J.J., you take the tickets. You can get a girl to go any place with you.
Well, you know, that's the way it goes.
Why can't you ask a girl to go out with you?
Because I'm dumb. If there was an event for being stupid, I'd win first place.
Oh, my.
Oh, Gramps, you got your nose open again. You in love.
Yeah, I'm in love, but what good does it do me? What's so funny?
Oh, I'm sorry, baby, but I had to laugh. It's such a relief.
Oh, Michael, you're in love.
My little brother's in love. Once again, you'll be embarking upon life's greatest journey. You will know bliss, rapture, splendor. Two souls together as one. Oh, by the way, Michael, did you two get on the bus together yet?
JJ, is that all you can think of?
He need to clean his mind out with some soap and water.
Soap and water? Lord have mercy.
What's the matter?
My laundry's downstairs.
Wait.
What?
You didn't tell me about Rita and the Tomcat.
Flo, I'm ashamed of you.
What?
Every time I come here to do a little chit-chatting, all you want to do is gossip.
Well, I will get you for that.
Hey, Michael, come on, tell us all about her.
Well, her name is Yvonne, and she's very beautiful. She has the prettiest smile I've ever seen. She doesn't even know I'm alive.
Have you tried showing her your birth certificate?
JJ, what I mean is that, well, I'm not good enough for her.
Oh, Michael. You're good enough for any girl.
My Yvonne's father is a doctor. She's the only girl who comes to school in a car. It's a 2-seater XKE.
That's nothing. I go to school in a 40-seater BUS.
But, Thelma, that's not all. It's just she's smarter than me and she gets better grades than I do.
Hey, that ain't no big deal, Michael. I go out with a lot of chicks that are smarter than me.
Oh, they can't be too smart to go out with you, don't they?
Well, yesterday she was absent from school, and today she asked me if she could borrow my notes. I acted like a fool. When I was handing her my notebook, my hands were shaking. I couldn't even talk.
Well, you're talking all right now.
Yeah? Well, tongue, where were you when I needed you?
This is something else. A brother of mine choking while he's talking to a chick.
JJ, that's not the worst part. She's coming over here this afternoon to return my notebook.
Well, that's great, Michael. You get a second chance.
And I hope this time you'll know how to act.
I sure will. I'm gonna call and tell her I'm sick.
Take it easy, Michael. Take it easy. The Evans family honor is at stake here. I see I'm gonna have to give you some coaching.
JJ, maybe you better keep out of this.
No, Ma. It's my duty to help Michael as the head of the house.
As the who of the what?
As the who of the what, I'm in charge of certain aspects of Michael's growing up. To wit, the fine art of impressing a chick.
JJ, Yvonne is not just any chick. She's special.
Lesson number one, all chicks are the same.
What?
That's right, and I quote, Rosie O'Grady and the Colonel's Lady are sisters under the skin. That's Kipling.
That's hogwash.
JJ, how dare you say all girls are alike? Women are people, too, and deserve to be recognized as individuals.
Oh, yeah? Well, who runs big business? Men. Who's the best in sports? Men. Who's the power in Washington?
Barbara Jordan, and you better know it.
Nevertheless, Michael, whenever you dig a chick, no matter whom she is, all you gotta do is get her on your radar and zero in on her bleep bleep.
JJ, do you really think all this is doing Michael any good?
Sure, Ma. Matter of fact, let's pretend Yvonne's here right now. Ma, you be Yvonne. Come on, Michael. We stand like we're on a street corner here.
Come on, Ma.
JJ, I don't have time for games.
Come on, go ahead.
Ma, act like you're sexy. This is for Michael.
Come on, Ma. The things a mother doesn't do for her kids. All right.
Okay, JJ, now what do I do?
Go over there and ask her for a date.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Would you like to go to the movies with me? How was that, JJ?
Like the part in Kojak's head. Nowhere, Michael.
Oh, I didn't think it was so bad. What is he supposed to do?
Not what he's supposed to do, is how he does it. Now watch the Debona approach. Hey there, sweet mama. How you say we link up our destinies and go bopping down the boulevard?
Get lost, turkey.
JJ, it didn't work.
Hey, Michael, this is Ma. It would've worked with a young chicken.
Hey, watch that, JJ. Or I'll bop you down the boulevard. Come on, Thelma, let's face dinner.
Bop?
Michael, what you seem to be lacking here is confidence. And confidence is the name of the game. That's what makes great football players like O.J. Simpson, great boxers like Muhammad Ali, and great lovers like, you know, what can I say?
JJ, all that is fine. What if you're confident that you don't have confidence?
Then just repeat after me. I am the greatest. I am the greatest. I can have any girl that I want.
I can have any girl that I want.
I'm not afraid of Yvonne.
I am not afraid of Yvonne. Tell her I ain't him.
Let her in.
Come on, Michael. Come on, Michael. I'm in your corner. Just follow my lead, brother. Come on, now. This is it, man. Come on, brother. I'm in your corner.
JJ.
You're on.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Convoy the chick into your cave.
Come in.
Oh, hello, sweetheart. You must be Yvonne. I'm Michael's mother.
Pleased to meet you.
And I'm his sister Thelma.
Hello, Thelma.
And I'm JJ, Michael's main man. How do you do?
Wow, you sure know how to greet a girl.
Well, you know, I'm known as the Sultan of Smooth. And Michael here... Michael here is my prized pupil. Yeah, cool runs in our family, you know? Because, tell her, Michael.
Oh, I'm cool, too.
You look like you're sweating.
Michael's was known as hot cool. Yeah.
Michael, maybe Yvonne would like to take off her coat and stay a while.
Thank you, but I just stopped by with Michael's notes.
What's your hurry, my chérie? allow me.
Fantastic.
Of course.
JJ, why don't you run down to the store and get some ice cream for dessert?
Oh, Mom.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Oh, I love ice cream, don't you, Yvonne?
I adore it. Come on, JJ, I'll go with you.
On second thought, we don't need any ice cream.
Hey, Mom, but I ain't on no diet.
Me either. JJ, can you come in, man? I need your advice on something.
Oh, changing the game plans, huh? Well, you want to talk to the coach?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just this.
Michael, you awake?
Hey!
Yes, you are. Michael, could we talk? Okay, then I'll do the talking, you do the listening. Michael, I'm sorry.
Drop dead.
Michael, I said I'm sorry.
I'm not listening.
Michael, I didn't mean what happened to happen out here. I mean, you never know how a chick's gonna react. You gotta be careful on how you use your cool, because sometimes it can be uncool to be too cool. If you know what I mean.
JJ, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna punch you again.
Hey, Michael. Only reason I didn't throw any punches out here is because I didn't want to embarrass you. See, because if I were to unleash these massive biceps, I could have done your person some serious bodily harm.
Well, what's stopping you now? Come on, JJ, I'll fight you right here.
Hey, take it easy, Michael. We're brothers. Like the Doobie Brothers. The Wright Brothers. Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Why don't you try Cain and Abel?
Hey, Hey, Michael, don't be like that. I want to tell you one thing, Michael. No matter what goes down between us, we're always going to be tight. Because we've been through too much together. What I'm trying to say, Michael, is that I love you, man.
Was that supposed to be heavy? Or just cool? Well, let me tell you something, James Jr. You ain't cool, you ain't heavy, and you ain't my brother.
Give me some of this blanket.
Give me the blanket,
hey,
JJ.
Come on, man.
Matter of fact, I don't even want to sleep in the same bed with you.
Hey, man, bring that blanket back here. Hey, wait a minute. You left me indecently exposed.
Every time you show your face, you indecently exposed.
JJ, Michael, what are you doing up?
Freezing.
Michael, you can't sleep in that chair.
Yeah, well, I'm not sleeping with him.
All right, Michael, give JJ the blanket. You come in my room. I want to talk to you privately. Come on in here and sit down beside me, Michael. You know, Michael, it seemed like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. And you know what your biggest problem was then? Diaper rash.
Well, Mom, I'm not a baby anymore.
Oh, Lord, don't I know it. Look at you. So big and handsome. You're growing up so fast, I can hardly believe it. You've even fallen in love.
I won't do that anymore. It hurts too much.
Well, hurt is a part of growing up, too. You may not believe it now, but you'll get over this.
No, I won't. I'm never gonna forgive JJ.
Now, Michael, you can't blame JJ for what happened.
Whose side are you on?
Well, you were so terrified around Yvonne, you just weren't any fun. She liked JJ because he was alive. He was sure of himself. Michael, unless a man is sure of himself, he ain't got nothing more going for him than a plate of cold grits.
I thought you would give me sympathy.
I would if I thought that's what you needed. Michael, you are looking for a pat on the head, and what you need is a good whack on your behind. I'm sorry, baby, but I had to tell it like it is.
I guess you're right. It wasn't JJ's fault after all. He was just being JJ.
And Michael, when you have the guts to be Michael, the best Michael Evans there is, things will be different. Now go to bed and get some sleep. I'll see you in the morning, okay?
JJ?
What is it, Michael?
JJ, I apologize. It wasn't your fault. It was my fault. And I wouldn't want to have anybody else for a brother except you. JJ, I love you too, man.
Hey, Michael, what do you think big brothers are for? Good night.
JJ.
Now, what is it?
Take a shot at me.
What?
Come on, you owe it to me.
Nah, Michael, that's all right. Forget it.
Come on, JJ. I laid one on you, so you lay one on me.
No, Michael, I'm too tired. Forget it.
JJ, do it.
Nah, man, that's all right.
I said hit me.
Hey, man.
I said hit me.
Hey. I told you to hit me. What's going on in here?
Oh, nothing, Mom. We're just making up.
Hey, JJ, don't touch that.
Just sniffing, Mom. Just sniffing. I want to make sure my nose is well fed. When's Michael getting here?
Oh, he stayed after school to study at the library. I guess that means things are back to normal, huh?
Yeah, I guess it is. And Ma, don't worry. From now on, I'm gonna keep my cool to myself.
Oh, JJ, get that, please.
Getting the door.
JJ!
Oh, getting the door.
Right. Hello, JJ.
Hey, Vaughn, come on in.
Mrs. Evans, is Michael home?
Michael stopped at the library, but he should be here any minute now. And this is my friend, Willona Woods.
Hello.
So you're the little nose opener, huh?
All right.
Yvonne, come in my room and wait for Michael. I got some great albums.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Norma Connors.
Oh, I like that. Oh, wow, wow. And all the time I thought she was drawn to my irresistible charm. Drawn to me like a moth drawn to a flickering, fluttering flame.
Well, honey, don't look now, but your flickering, fluttering flame has just flickered out.
Hi, Ma. Sorry I'm late. What's for dinner?
Yvonne.
Yvonne? Here? Now?
She's right there in Thelma's room.
She came to see you, honey.
Mama, I just remembered I got basketball practice.
Michael,
no, you ain't going nowhere.
Stay right here. Yvonne, Michael's here.
And remember, be alive, Clive. And,
don't be a dud, bud.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Well, 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 if y'all excuse us, Mater and Willona and I will retire to the drawing room.
Now, what is all this Mater jazz? Now, if you want us to leave the room, why don't you say something simple like, let's split?
Oh. Hey, we're shaking, baby.
Michael, about the other day, I'm sorry.
Hey, no sweat, my pet. By the way, Mama. You sure is looking good. Got to hand it to you there.
Michael, why are you acting like this?
Hey, baby, I'm the crown prince of cool. I am the hippest, the coolest, the slickest, the jivinest.
The stupidest. Just listen to you.
Well, you liked it when JJ did it. That is what you want, isn't it?
Not me. I don't want a phony. Why don't you relax and be yourself?
Hey. That's the same thing my mother told me.
Well, the day you were a zombie, and now you're strutting around like some fool peacock. Will the real Michael Evans please stand up? I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Hey, well, he is. Yvonne, can we start all over again?
I like that, Michael. When?
Right now. How'd you like to stay for dinner with us?
You bet.
Good.
Yes, thank you, Michael.